What's going on, guys? Anand here, and you'll probably have realized that this isn't your usual episode. And if you're thinking, hang on, is this the end? Well, yes and no, but mainly no. And if you're now thinking, wait, then did he put that title as a scare tactic and act as clickbait? Well, yes and no, but mainly yes. So much like its title, this podcast has been on a bit of a journey of its own. Let me explain what I mean. So not too long ago, I was talking in a group on the future of the audio influencer, which includes everything from pitching, public speaking, to podcasting, and, you know, the rise of audio-led apps such as Clubhouse and Twitter Spaces. During this conversation, someone that I've got to know who goes by the name of Rafael De Furia, I don't know why I said goes by the name because it is his actual name, or at least as far as I know, but he was giving some advice to someone who asked how they should go about starting their own podcast. And you know those moments where you hear something and you think, yes, I know this, but then you hear someone else say it, and maybe not even directly to you, but for some reason, all of a sudden, it just clicks. This is essentially what happened to me. So Rafael's advice was to make sure you understand who you are, what your personal brand is, and where you fit into the vision of the podcast you have or you're looking to create. In other words, if someone was talking about your podcast to someone who's never heard of it, how would they describe you, the host, and the role that you play? So maybe genuinely for the first time when hearing that, I decided to ask myself that question. And you know what? I couldn't come up with an answer straight away. So for those of you who've been tuning in since the beginning, this podcast was created out of my own desire that I had to learn about the life journeys of my family, who were Indians that were born in East Africa, but were made to leave in the early 70s due to a political regime shift. Now, to give credit to where it's due, the idea for this came from a friend who had originally done the same for his family. But it made me realize that if I love the idea, then there's also a chance that there's others out there like us. Those with a keen interest to gain a richer understanding of their family heritage by collecting this first-hand audio account of the memories and experiences so that these could be shared with the generations ahead. And that's just what happened. From the feedback I received, which will include some of you listening, by hearing these conversations, it not only gave you a chance to learn about the migration history of Indians from Africa to, in my case, the UK, but it made you realize the value of exploring your own family's journey and the impact that this may have had on your upbringing and the characteristics and values that you stand for now. See, I learned a lot about myself, more than I was expecting. I learned how many of the characteristics of my dad, my uncles and my aunts, how much of these molded me to the person that I am, the way that I view challenges and negativity, my ability to adapt to changes, and my understanding of multicultural perspectives, as well as ultimately the strong appreciation that I hold for the importance of family and relationships. And all it took was for me to ask and listen. See, we live in an age where it's become more important to be able to ask the right question instead of knowing the right answer. With the internet now at our fingertips, the answer to whatever question you have is only a few seconds away, as long as you effectively ask the right question. In a recent book I read called A More Beautiful Question by Warren Berger, he talks about this, and how through being able to ask the right question, countless inventions that we are familiar with came to life. Now, if I say the name Van Phillips, would you know who I'm referring to? I imagine possibly not, but if I say the name Oscar Pistorius, I'm sure that there'll be plenty more heads nodding now. Fortunately, the link between Van Phillips and Pistorius is not to do with the events surrounding the shooting of Reva Steenkamp. Van Phillips immersed himself in prosthetics, especially in the creation of a prosthetic foot, and he began asking questions such as, why does it have to be made of wood when there are so many better materials? Why was there such a big focus on trying to make it look like a human foot? Wasn't performance more important? These questions ultimately led him to the creation of the curved prosthetic leg, one that combined the elasticity of a cheetah's hind legs with the springboard motion of a diving board. And this is what led to the creation of the curved prosthetic legs that you see Oscar Pistorius win with in the Paralympics. In my recent episode with Lucas Scrobot, he said something that stood out to me.
Your identity wasn't framed in isolation. You're learning that through understanding your family and your uncles and your grandparents and your family journey, then there is a larger narrative or meta arc that's being told through lineage, through family lines. And so you articulating that is powerful. It's very powerful because I don't think a lot of people, especially today, are thinking about their lives in the context of their family lineage.
And so something that I realized, see, for those of you whose parents or grandparents left their home country in order to find a new home elsewhere in the world, in a lot of cases, you'd never been able to take the opportunity to sit down and reflect on how your family's journey in its entirety had contributed to your own values, personality, and probably even the goals that you've set out to achieve. So while each of these family journeys will be different, there's one thing that connects us. We're all the children of immigrants. Or as American sociologist Ruth Yuseem coined it, we're all third culture kids. The third culture referring to the mixed identity that a child assumes, which is influenced by both of the parents' culture as well as the culture of the society that they're raised in. This is who I am. And I have to say, it's pretty cool. From the exotic traditional food to the colorful weddings and festivals, it means that I can represent my African Indian heritage when I want, as well as my London-born British side when it suits too. But this also comes with its challenges. From the huge expectations placed on doing well in school, or finding a partner who fits the culture and traditions of the family, or even just having to hide your boyfriend or girlfriend when you're a teenager because you're too scared to tell your parents. And in some cases, the challenges are even more serious, whether it's around dealing with bias and prejudice, or having to navigate different identities and not knowing where you really fit in. This is what I want to explore, as a third culture kid speaking to other third culture individuals. Which is why, through Raphael's words of wisdom, I've decided to call an end to season 2, as I refine my brand, my vision, and the purpose of this show, so that I can focus on the trials and tribulations of those like me. I want to ask the right questions so that we can see what similarities exist between us, and understand just what life is like through the lens of the children of immigrants. So keep a lookout because I'll be back very soon with a brand new episode every week as usual. And don't forget to stay connected with me on my Instagram at the Journey Onwards Podcast. DM me anytime. I'm happy to hear your thoughts, questions, and suggested guests for the show. It's going to be fun, insightful, and unpredictable. So I cannot wait to bring this to you.